Hello, this is Julie Candler with the BBC News. Votes are being counted in Nigeria's most competitive presidential election in decades. The process was largely peaceful, but there were severe delays, with some polling stations opening hours later than scheduled. There were also reports of violence. Our reporter Azizat Ololuwa has been travelling around Lagos State.
I went to a particular polling unit where a voter told me that the process was smooth. She was impressed with the way things were going, but it was very slow. In other areas where we went to, there were massive voter turnout, but unfortunately, the polling officers were not there to attend to people. And the mood was anger, frustration, and confusion. We went to another place around Lagos called Surulere, where suspected gunmen started shooting. So people had to run away. The polling officers had to run for safety as well. So because of that, majority of the voters that were supposed to cast their vote were disenfranchised.
Big crowds have been taking part in protests in towns and cities across Israel for the eighth consecutive week against the government's planned judicial reforms. The proposed changes would give ministers the power to appoint Supreme Court judges and limit the court's powers. Yusuf Taha reports.
Organizers say that around 300,000 people took part in Saturday's rallies, making them the largest yet. In Tel Aviv, a major road junction was blocked by tens of thousands of demonstrators who waved Israeli flags. The National Security Minister described the protesters as anarchists. The leader of the opposition Labour Party, Merab Mikaeli, told the rally in Rehovot that the protests would not stop until the government stopped threatening democracy. The former Prime Minister, Ehud Barak, said Israel was facing its worst crisis since the modern state was created.
Hundreds of Tunisians have held protests in the capital, Tunis, to condemn a speech by the president attacking undocumented sub-Saharan migrants. They accused Kais Saied of making racist comments and called on him to apologise. Some migrants say they no longer feel safe in the country, including these two men from Ivory Coast.
At the moment, the situation is that we're being asked to leave Tunisian territories. We're worried because every day there are attacks against our brother Ivorians.
Landlords are kicking us out. We're being beaten and mistreated. For more security, we prefer to come to our embassy to register to return to Ivory Coast.
The European Union has announced additional sanctions against the Russian-based Wagner Group for what it says are human rights abuses in several African countries. The mercenary organisation was already sanctioned by the EU in 2021. It plays a key role in frontline fighting in eastern Ukraine. World news from the BBC. The French President Emmanuel Macron has said that a long-delayed trade deal between the EU and a group of four South American countries can't go ahead unless they follow European environmental policies. Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay and Paraguay are all major agricultural producers. French farmers fear competition from the Mercosur countries if they're not subject to the same environmental standards. The UK and the European Union are said to be on the brink of finalising a new deal on post-Brexit trading rules for Northern Ireland. The current protocol means Northern Ireland still follows some EU laws, and goods arriving from the British mainland are subject to checks. It's led to one of the main political parties blocking the operation of Belfast's power-sharing assembly. Judges at one of Europe's leading film festivals, the Berlinale, have taken the unusual step of awarding the top prize to a documentary. The winner was On the Adamant, a French film about a floating daycare centre for people suffering from mental illness. It was directed by Nicolas Philibert.
In this film, I try to reverse the image that we always have of mad people, so discriminating, so stigmatising. I wanted us to be able, if not to identify with them, at least recognise what unites us beyond our differences, something like a common humanity.
In another surprise, the Berlin Festival's award for Best Leading Actor went to its youngest ever winner, 8-year-old Sofia Otero. She plays a transgender child in the film 20,000 Species of Bees. A Swedish Olympic champion has broken the world record for the pole vault for the sixth time. Armand Duplantis cleared 6.22 metres at the World Athletics Indoor Tournament in central France. BBC News.